waitress and we said, you live in an amazing place. She says, I'm originally from New England. And I said, yeah, man, you moved warm. She said, and I've worked here every year. I think she'd been there 20 years. I've worked here for 20 years. I've been right here working. I said, man, you must go to the ocean all the time. She says, I haven't been in probably 4 or 5 years. She was 50 yards from the sand. I remember when we were out in Utah this year, and you look at those, you look at what God created in Utah and the national parks, and it's absolutely breathtaking. But the people that live there don't see him anymore. We acclimate. We acclimate to our monotony. We acclimate to our boredom. And then we think in our head, if I change locations or change jobs, it's going to get better. And it's not true. If you can't break the monotony where you are, you will break it when you move for a short period of time until you acclimate, and then you're going to be back into the same mode. Because it has nothing to do with location. It has everything to do with how you make your life work. You must be a learner. One of the main ways to break monotony is that you're changing the environment in front of you on a consistent basis. Environment is not just scenery. Environment is who you are. The atmosphere that you carry or the culture that you carry is really the painting of your life. And if you choose to make it a boring painting, well, then that's your choice. But if you choose to learn how to paint a mountain, how to paint a bluer sky, how to paint a bird that's flying by, how to paint a river in your life, you can change, literally, you can change the topographical process of your entirety by you becoming a learner, because the transformation has nothing to do with the exterior. It's the interior of who you are. So monotony is only in your life because you choose to live in the old and not the new. You have, and we know people that are bored spiritually. If you are bored spiritually, it's because you've chosen not to be a learner. You've chosen not to challenge yourself. You've chosen not to open a new book. You've chosen not to open the Bible. Well, I've read that verse 1,000 times, but have you studied that verse? We're teaching a Bible college class right now. For those who are watching online, we have a Bible school here. It's called Remnant Bible College, as well as we are an SEU, Southeastern University campus. And I'm teaching hermeneutics right now. And I love teaching that class because I love giving them a text and seeing their mesmerization as they realize how they've always interpreted a scripture or heard it interpreted was wrong. You can get so excited and you can keep growing in the spiritual man, and you can change literally the landscape of your spiritual man instead of always being slid into monotony. Your leadership skills. If you're not reading a leadership book, well, then monotony is definitely on your threshold if it's not already there. Either watching a DVD or... do they even have those anymore? YouTube? What was it? YouTube? Or is that right? I'm actually becoming a really good YouTuber. I have Spectrum, but I don't really watch Spectrum. I watch YouTube. You know, my favorite show is Ridiculousness. My favorite show. Sorry. If you've never watched Ridiculousness, it's an MTV program. It is just absolutely hilarious. And I like watching on YouTube because they eliminate all the commercials. Jesus. What is a skill set? A set of skills. Well, thank you very much for the play on words. What is a skill set? Acquired talent. Now, how many of you know that you have been given talents, but the necessity to acquire greater skills in that talent is something that you are responsible to do? Do you realize that there's no way to live in absolute monotony? Now, you notice I didn't say you can eliminate monotony. There's no way to live in absolute monotony if you're constantly developing your skills, because now that means you have the ability to try something new, to develop a new skill with your lead, your team that you're leading, to speak differently, to act differently. Now, let's just take body language. When was the last time you studied body language in your communication skills? 93% of all communication is done not with your mouth, not with words, but with your hands, with your face, with your feet, with how you posture, with how you walk, with how you talk. That's all communication. If you've never studied leadership and body language, you could go years in studying that. They say just in your face alone, they have been able to identify over 250,000 facial expressions that make declarations. How you sit at a desk, you can play with that. You can learn that. Listen now, I am very intentional in how I communicate. I'm very intentional when I speak to individuals. I'm intentional with how I move my hands. I'm intentional with my voice fluctuation. I'm intentional with my eye contact. I'm intentional with how I position my physical body and what I say with my physical body. When you take conflict management as a course here in the Bible College, I actually teach you how to make your body speak. That's just a skill. It doesn't change the fact that you're a leader, but if you want to break monotony, then you add to your skill sets. So if you're bored, you're bored because you desire to be bored. That was not a word that was allowed in my house growing up. It really wasn't. If you said to my mother, I'm bored, she said, get out. And she would literally send us out the door. I'll see you at supper. Figure it out. That wasn't always good. We figured something out. Wasn't always good. But we learned how not to be bored. Boredom is a choice. You can't change monotony. That means you're going to end up doing paperwork. You're going to end up dealing with conflict. You're going to end up having to jump through this hoop. You're going to end up having to come to work every single day at the right time and leave at the right time. You're gonna have to do this. You're going to have to do that. You got this meeting to be at. You got that meeting to be at. You can't change the monotony. But you don't have to be bored. And the way you break down boredom is making sure that you're trying something new or experimenting or developing your skill sets. This is something that you have got to get in you, or you're going to jump from job to job, always thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. The grass is not greener. The only difference is a fence in between. And the only difference in the fences between is you. You got to change what you do. Say amen.
Amen.
We've got to be that intentional person. What are you going to do today that even though you have to deal with paperwork, even though you had to be in a meeting with Pastor Spencer from 10 a.m. and you know he's going to talk to at least 11 a.m., maybe 11:15, that was today, 11:15, and you're looking at him and you're saying, he's eating with his mouth open again. Why does he always do that? I don't understand. He's eating another pumpkin roll. Pastor, what are you doing? You know you're going to be in that meeting. You're going to be there every Tuesday. I might talk. I might not. Nope, I'm going to talk. And I'm going to say stuff you're going to say, is this important? And you're going to be Brittany saying, we got a lot more to deal with. I wish he'd be done and leave. Let him go take care of the dog today. Did you see I broke monotony? I rented a dog. I'm getting a dog fixed for 2 days, maybe three. I'm pretty much fixed after the first night because I realized that the dog got up at 3 a.m. and needed to go to the bathroom. That was curing the fix real quick, and it's a great dog. Broke monotony last night. I kind of like that sleep monotony thing. What are you doing intentionally today to make your day different?
I don't know, just kind of came to work, let things happen, you know. Just going to go with the flow.
Then what are you complaining about boredom for? You've created your own atmosphere. What are you going to do differently today that's going to create a different result? We all know the statement. You do the same thing all the time and expect a different result. You're insane. How many people do that? Did you get up this morning going, this is going to be a great day? I get up this morning, grab my wife's hand as we're driving into work. And again, my monotony was definitely broken up this morning. As normally what I do when I get up, the first thing is I go make coffee. And then I make my wife her breakfast. And then I bring it down to her in bed. And then I get my coffee and I go to the man cave. And I pray for an hour or so. Excuse me. and then we get ready and we get in the car and we go to work. And this morning, all the monotony was broken as I got up and took care of the wife and dragged the dog because I know the dog's got to go to the bathroom before. So I clicked on the coffee, then took the dog out in the rain. Not little rain, like real rain, big rain. I was wet. Dog, be a good dog, be a good dog, be a good dog. Go pee. Dog finally goes pee. I go back into the house. Now I can't just go pray. My monotony's broken. I got to feed the animal. Fed the dog, trying to teach the dog as I feed the dog to sit before you eat and don't eat until I release you. And then the dog decided that really wasn't going to be an option because he's only a puppy. And he says, I'm hungry. I'm starving to death. I'm going to die. Fed the dog. And then I'm realizing that the dog ate. I probably should take the dog to the bathroom. Took the dog to the bathroom in the big rain again as I'm ready. And I'm underneath this tree because I figured the dog should go to the bathroom underneath this tree. But there's mushrooms underneath the tree. And I realize the dog is more interested in the mushrooms than going to the bathroom. So I decide to walk out into the driveway where there's no covering at all. And so I'm getting more wet and more wet and more wet and more wet. Dog didn't go to the bathroom. Went back into the house and I decided I need to pray. Do you know how hard it is to pray when you're trying to keep a dog by your side? And you're trying, I walk and pray. You know, I don't sit and pray. I don't kneel. I walk and pray. So here I am. Listen, monotony was gone. When I got in the car, first thing my wife and I, we prayed was, thank you for getting up this morning and starting us on a new day, God. I don't know what I'd do without you. What did you do? Could you mark your day as the same day it's always been like 6 years ago? Is your day different all the time? Have you so acclimated, slipped into inertia that literally one day could be the last day because nothing's really changed? And if you choose not to intentionally change your day, it will flow from one to the next, year to year, decade to decade, and you'll be that same person. A little bit more wrinkled, a little bit more chunky, but you'll be that same person. The only way to break up monotony is on purpose and intentional. You've got to intentionally choose to change your day. You've got to intentionally choose to do something different. You've got to intentionally choose to literally flip your world upside down. And it doesn't take a lot. And I'm not talking in a negative factor, but saying to yourself, I choose not to live the same way I did yesterday. Monotony will overwhelm me, overcome me. I'll be bored to death. And I'll say, come on now, I've got to try to find a way out of this life. Life only changes when you change it. I know people, in fact, they say, when you lose, let's say, a husband and wife, if you lose your husband or wife, they tell you, don't make any changes for 1 year. And they do it for a reason. Because in your mourning, you figure if you change your life, man, I know people that tried to get married within months after their spouse died of 20, 30 years. They sold their house. They moved to a different state. The mourning is still there, even if you're remarried. The mourning is still there, even if you sell your house. The mourning is still there, even if you change your state. It's not that changes. It's you that has to make an intentional choice to not be the same person today that you were yesterday. The only way to break up monotony is choice. But choice is uncomfortable. Because it's easier to be and to live in monotony and inertia than it is to bring change. Amen. So the question is this: who do you choose to be? And if you choose to live a boring life, then you can't blame life. You can only blame you. I choose to be a different person. I choose to make sure that my life is going to be filled with diversity. But that means I have to change it. What have you done today? I want you to write down on a piece of paper what choices you made today that will change your day. And if you don't write down anything, I'm telling you right now, what you're writing, not writing, is usually the normalcy of your life. Yep. Can you write down what choice you made today to make your day different? Or did you just allow it to flow? Already. You want to know why already? Because already shows your inertia. It shows really what you are normally being. If you didn't write down something you chose to change, then normally you don't. Which means normally you live accidentally instead of intentionally. I'll break into that for a few minutes. Intentional living is one of the most powerful ways to be. Now, you noticed I said be, because you are who you be. Intentional living means that you aren't just allowing life to live you, but you're living life. Intentional living means that you've made conscious, let that word seep, conscious choices to be different every day rather than living in the subconscious of inertia. Intentional living means that even how you dressed was intentional. Why did you put on the clothes you put on today? Yeah. Pastor Kevin bought you the jacket and you wanted to show him that you liked the jacket. That's intentional. Somebody else give me, if you wore what you wore intentionally, why? You didn't want to be cold, okay? You didn't want to be hot, so you didn't wear a sweater. You wanted to be comfortable, so what did you put on? Leggings and a big sweater. She needed color and energy, so she intentionally put on a very wild shirt. You wore your sports coat to court today. Why? You wanted to end things and move forward. Amen. Versatility. Is that what you did it on purpose? On purpose. If you put your clothes on not on purpose today, then you started your day off in inertia. Now, I did have a guy at Bible college that was crazy. No one's asking you to be crazy. Turn to someone and say, don't be crazy. This guy at Bible college, he said, I pray before I even put a pair of underwear on. Oh, God, what color underwear do you want me to wear today? Yeah, that's crazy. God didn't call you to be crazy, but he did call you to be intentional. God is intentional. We are to be like God. An unintentional God would be a monotonous relationship. God intentionally does things, allows things, works through things, so that our relationship with him can get stirred up. What do you do intentional? This is your homework for the week. To break up monotony in your life, what will you do intentional for the next week to break up your monotony? Whether it be clothes, whether it be what you do when you get to work. One time I found myself bored while I was praying. Why? Well, because in the man cave, I pray clockwise. I walk clockwise. So I said, I'm going to break this up this morning. I'm going to go counterclockwise. And you can say, chuckle, 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 it messed my prayer life up. Because I did something different. Intentional on purpose to make sure I didn't slide into inertia. Maybe drive a different way to work. Maybe when you get up, brush your teeth first before you shower. Maybe don't drink your coffee until after you shower. It does. Listen, if you have a mug, you can drink your coffee in the shower. My point is, what are you intentionally doing different in your life to make sure your life doesn't turn to monotony? Now, the problem with monotony is that you become unproductive. When you are unintentional, when you are living in monotony, when you're living in boredom, you are unproductive. Do you know why people hire you? Nope. Why do people hire other people to work for them? To produce. The lack of production means what? You shouldn't keep your job. If you're called to produce and you're not producing, you're failing. And you should lose your job. Secular or kingdom. We know this according to the parable of the talents. The one who did nothing with their talent, what happened to them? Taken away and thrown into fire. Fire! Sorry, just came to me. When I said fire, watch, I did it on purpose. Why did I do it on purpose? Because it demanded you to hear what I was saying. Are you intentional or are you accidental? Are you a producer or are you living in inertia? Are you so dreadfully drowning in monotony that getting up and going to work for Jesus is dreadful? If it is, it's not God. It's not the opportunity. It's the choice to live in monotony. And the only way to break it is intentional. So your homework, like I said, is I want you to send me what you're going to do differently to break up monotony in your life. And that's different for every single person here. Every single person will do something different. Every single person will have a different idea. Every single person, it might be driving into work. It might be eating breakfast. It might be this. It might be, I don't know. I don't care what it is. But if you're doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different result, you're insane. And you're unproductive. And you should lose your job. Amen. Questions? Is it possible to have monotony in one area of life and not the other? Yes. Because let's say relationship-wise, you are working. Oh, did you like that word? Working to bring transition or growth in your marriage. But at work, it could be absolutely dreadfully boring. If you're bored, it's choice. The spectrum that's available for every single one of us to diversify, magnify, and to explode the opportunity is always available. The only one that's not executing it is you. What is available? It's unconstrained except by you. So boredom is choice that we like to blame on environment. But it's never environment. It's always choice. Welcome to life. Welcome to ministry. Welcome to leadership. Be different. You'll always stand out. The monotonous, the bored, no one ever recognizes. The people that choose to be different, choose to rise. People see, respect higher, and will want to be like. Why? Because they recognize production. Nobody wants to buy a stock that is projected to fold. People only buy stocks if they think they're going to get something out of it. People only believe in you if they believe they're going to get something out of it. A leader without any followers is just a person going for a walk. Why do people follow you? What's their job? Because you can have people on your job that are subject to you that aren't following you. Followers are those that see that you are a producer and they want to be like you? How many followers do you actually have? Or are you just going for a walk? Questions?
Yeah.
Anybody else? The question was, how do you know when you've slipped into inertia and monotony? Like the crevasse in between the sanctuary and the foyer. What could I have done differently? You got to pay attention. You have to change your viewpoint. For me, I don't look at things and see them as value. Others look at it and see if it's not taken care of, it's devalue. So I had to look at a different perspective, which means I had to choose to think like somebody else. You ever choose to think like somebody else? I've chosen to think like Carla a few times. I took drugs immediately, but I chose to think like her. Good. Yes. Her ma used to say this to her. The question is, what does it mean to be bored? Boredom is an insult to yourself. That's what she raised her babies, because your mama taught you that. So let me say what she's saying. She's saying if I am called to the ministry, which she is, if she allows monotony to get root, then it will disavow her from her purpose. So how could that happen? It's choice. How many pastors, 9,000 a month, are leaving the ministry? A month. Not a year, a month. This one dude, all he had was a job. He was a pastor of a church. He had a job. That's monotony. That's boredom. That is inertia. That is spiritual death. You must make choices intentionally to change your perspective to paint a different picture on the canvas. If you don't do that, then it will be just blank. I've seen people buy pictures where they splatter paint. Thousands of dollars for splattered paint. I watched this one where this guy dressed up and he had a Speedo on and he rolled around in paint and then rolled on a blank canvas. Someone bought it. Yeah, there's another one. I don't know if you've ever seen them. This is an older one, but they had a picture of Jesus and someone urinating on the picture of Jesus. Someone bought it. Watch. They'll buy that crap. But no one buys a blank canvas. If you don't paint something, it's blank. That's boredom. Paint something. It means you got to pick up a paintbrush. You got to make a choice to do something. Nothing changes until you do it. Do something different. Be intentional. Be on purpose. It's far more rewarding to be a purposed living person than accidentally just sliding into boredom and inertia. And life kind of lives you instead of you living it. One more question. Awesome. Thank you so much for watching Empowering Pastors and Leaders Training. If you are interested in more information, you go to our website, www.empoweringpastors.com. I want to start reminding you early, we have a summit we do every March, and you can get on our website and be able to identify where that is. We bring in great speakers, and it is going to be a tremendous time in 2022, since 20 and 21 were not able to happen because of COVID. And also, every Tuesday, we are here, and you can go to our YouTube page or our Facebook page and be able to actually rerun this. Or, if you would like, you can ask for notes and then teach your teams the same principles that you're getting. Isn't it amazing that many leaders get the information, but the information stops with them instead of them training the next generation? You train your next generation, your success always gets broader. If you keep it to yourself, then you can't blame your team for not accelerating. It's choice. Thank you very much. Have a great day.